and welcome to the Total Security Podcast Series brought to you by Bitdefender, the creator of one of the industry's fastest and most effective lines of internationally certified security software. Joining me today is Bo Roberts, Bitdefender's Global Marketing Director. Bo, thanks for taking some time to chat with me about Bitdefender's newest security solution for consumers, Bitdefender Total Security 2010.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by going over some of the new and improved features of Bitdefender 2010. Can you share some of these with our listeners?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Some of the exciting improvements and new features of Bitdefender Total Security 2010 include improved optimized scanning, a new protection technology called Active Virus Control, an innovative new design feature called Usage Profiles, as well as other system enhancements. Overall, Bitdefender 2010 provides industry-leading proactive protection against all internet security threats, along with improved system performance backup without slowing down the user's PC.
Now let's talk about Bitdefender 2010's optimized scanning capabilities.
Bitdefender 2010's scanning capabilities have been improved so that on-demand scans can be completed in half the time as needed by the previous versions. This is done by avoiding scanning files which we know that are safe. So this would be files such as Windows files, files from popular applications like Microsoft Office, basically any file that we know from a database is known to be good. And this speeds up the scanning process considerably.
Now, another unique feature of Bitdefender 2010 are the usage profiles. Can you tell me a little bit about the purpose of the usage profiles and how do the profiles benefit users?
Sure. The usage profile feature is actually a first among internet security suites, so we're pretty excited about it. The usage profile basically allows a user to specify in the installation of the program, you know, a few characteristics about them, whether they're an advanced, average, or a novice user, whether they're a gamer, whether they're a parent, whether they have a home network. And then these attributes of them are reflected in the user interface. So basically each of those categories' tasks can be easily accessible from the user interface. So essentially this allows Bitdefender to customize the user interface of the product for the user's skill level and also the way that they use the product. A good example would be parents, I would say. You know, most security suites come with parental control features that allow them to restrict access to the internet to protect their children from inappropriate content. What we've found is that approximately 15 to 20% of users actually use parental controls because not everyone has children. It seemed to us to be kind of a waste that feature of parental controls would be prominently displayed in the user interface for only 15 to 20% of the users out there. By using a user profile, the user is able to either have that feature displayed prominently or not displayed at all, depending on whether they need it or not. And that goes for features like our gaming profile, the laptop mode, and other types of features which, you know, are really only necessary for users that have those particular needs.
Now, there's another interesting feature in Bitdefender 2010, Active Virus Control. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. Active Virus Control is an innovative new technology which basically monitors all of the programs that are running on a user's computer in real time as they execute. Essentially what it does is it notes the actions that programs are taking, and it notes when they are sort of malware-like or virus-like. And if enough suspicious actions happen, then the program is basically declared harmful and blocked before any damage or anything can happen. You know, a simple way to think about active virus control would be to compare it to the way they do security at the airport. There's multiple layers of protection in terms of malware. The first would be where we use a signature database to determine whether a file is known to be bad. And that's similar to when you get to the airport and they check your ticket and your passport or your identification, and they're trying to just see, you know, are you on a known no-fly list, or, you know, are you who you say you are? The next thing would be you get into the security line, and then they have trained people there who are observing you, looking for suspicious behavior. They're going to run you through the metal detector, you know, they're basically looking for more behavioral type of things to maybe pull you out of the line and inspect you further. That would be similar to our Behave proactive protection technology. Active virus control would be the equivalent of when you get through the security line, we're going to send a air marshal to follow you, get on the plane with you, and then basically take the flight with you, looking at you the whole time, making sure that you're not going to do anything bad. So it's really sort of a third step in a multi-layer protection, which, you know, is really designed to monitor programs once they get onto the PC.
Okay. Now, are there any other features of Bitdefender 2010 you'd like to mention?
Sure. There's a few. In Bitdefender 2010, users will find basically enhanced usability. You know, in addition to the basic and advanced views from the 2009 version, there's now a simple view which better accommodates users with maybe, you know, more novice PC knowledge and skills. We've also introduced intrusion detection. This basically detects and blocks any attempt to change, you know, sort of critical system files or registry entries or anything that, you know, malware might attempt to modify on your system is now being monitored and controlled through an intrusion detection system. The next thing I would say is that the parental controls have been improved greatly. It now features a reporting system which allows parents to view which websites their children visit. The parents can monitor the activity and basically receive email alerts concerning each child's activity on the Internet. Another part of the parental controls which has been improved is the application time control feature. This provides parents with the ability to set the specific time intervals for which their children are allowed to use certain applications. So, for instance, they could use Microsoft Office or whatever programs they use for their homework all the time, but they could be limited from using things like online games or instant messaging to only specific time periods during the day and the week. There was one last thing, which is we've basically increased the availability of technical support and put it right into the product so users can get answers to the most common product questions and contact technical support directly from the product. So this is just designed to make it a lot easier for customers if they do have a problem.
Great. Well, thanks, Bo, for going over the new and improved features of Total Security 2010. Besides Total Security, are there any other products being released?
Sure. Bitdefender has a complete line of Internet security products, starting with our antivirus product. We then have Internet security, and then the Total Security, which is the top of the line.
Okay, and where can listeners purchase Bitdefender 2010?
Users can purchase it online from the Bitdefender website, as well as most major e-tailers like Amazon, Buy.com, those types. And then as well, most retail stores such as Office Max, the Fry's on the West Coast, Micro Center. There's a variety of retailers, and they can get a listing of those retailers at our website, www.bitdefender.com.
Bo Roberts, Bitdefender's Global Marketing Director. Bo, thanks for taking some time to educate our listeners on the exciting new features of Bitdefender 2010.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Listeners, thank you for downloading and listening to the Total Security Podcast Series, brought to you by Bitdefender. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.bitdefender.com.